Bianca and Caitlin with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Brisbane woman was stranded in Surfers Paradise on Friday night after her booked accessible taxi never arrived. Forrest, who booked through 13 cabs, said after recontacting the company, a car which was unsuitable for her accessibility needs arrived. Forrest said she was left with no choice but to use the last of her savings to pay a stranger to drive her back to Brisbane. This follows a number of similar reports from accessible taxi users in South Australia, including Oliver Sandy, a young boy who has a disability, and his mother, who missed a hospital appointment after waiting hours for a 13 cabs accessible taxi. A petition to ban the sale of tobacco and e-cigarette products near schools has reached 247 signatures on the council website. The petition was launched by State MP member for Cooper, Jonty Bush, with her citing that most tobacconists are within walking distance of schools. The petition cites research showing that over 20% of Australians aged 18 to 24 have used vapes in the past year. In Queensland, smoking and vaping is prohibited within 5 metres of school entrances and within school grounds, yet there is no legislation for a sale exclusion zone. The petition is set to close on July 1st. In national news, system outages forced Victorian firefighters to navigate to emergencies using paper maps and phone calls 5 times during May. Lasting up to 7 hours and believed to be a result of system damage from cyber attacks in 2022, the United Firefighters Union said the outages were not communicated with firefighters. Instead, the firefighters were informed after dispatchers called to check that they had received emergency notices, which never arrived. Union Secretary Peter Marshall said the outages put firefighters and the Victorian community at risk. Fire Rescue Victoria disagreed, saying, quote, "At no time has public safety been compromised, and the community should continue to contact 000 as usual in an emergency," end quote.
The Australian Securities and Investment Commission has launched legal action against insurance comparison company Choosy following an alleged misleading of customers through its services. ASIC has alleged that the insurer, Hanover, paid Choosy about $61 million in commissions since 2019 in order to solely advertise its products. Hanover is a global insurance provider with 2 entities in Australia, in property and casualty insurance and life and health insurance. ASIC's Deputy Chair Sarah Court says millions of people would have been exposed to Choosy's messaging over the 6 years since the arrangement began. In international news, Microsoft founder Bill Gates says that he will spend the next 20 years improving health and education services in Africa using his fortune. Gates announced last month that he would give away 99% of his vast fortune, which is expected to reach $200 billion USD by 2045, when his foundation planned to end its operations. The foundation, which has a long history of operating in Africa, will focus on improving primary health care. This follows the US government cutting aid to Africa, including programs to treat patients with HIV and AIDS, as part of US President Donald Trump's America First policy, raising concerns about the future of healthcare on the continent. And in breaking news, at 10 a.m, the Australian Fair Work Commission handed down the 2025 annual wage review through a live stream on their website. Australia's lowest paid workers have been anticipating the decision with hope it will reprieve from the mounting cost of living pressures. Justice Adam Hatcher announced on behalf of the expert panel that the minimum wage will have a 3.5% increase. This accommodates the Reserve Bank's prediction that prices will rise by 3.1% over the year to June 2026. Hatcher said that the changes came into effect majorly due to the fact that, since July of 2021, employees have been relying on the minimum wage and have suffered a reduction of the real value of their wage rates. Employment and Workplace Relations Minister Amanda Rishworth has previously called for an economically responsible real wage increase while stating that the setting of the minimum wage is a matter for the Fair Work Commission to do. In their submission to the Commission's review, the Australian Council of Trade Union argued that the industrial umpire must deliver a pay bump substantially higher than the inflation rate in order to address years of workers falling back in real terms. The current annual inflation rate is 2.4%. Prior to the review, the minimum wage was $24.20 per hour, which equates to $915.90, or an annual full-time salary of $47,627.06. Justice Adam Hatcher stated that a major factor in the decision was due to lower paid workers experiencing a greater difficulty in meeting everyday needs. The panel is satisfied that the level of wage increase is sustainable. The changes will come into effect from July 1st.
Oh, thank you for that. That was very comprehensive. Well done. It gives our listeners a good, they're up to date with what's happening with our wage increases. 3.5%.
That's pretty big, I feel. Like, not as big as it should be, but...
Less than last year. Last year was
3.7%. Yeah, last year was a little bit more. But look, at least it's not as little as what the Australian Industry Group and other awful organisations are calling for. So, 3.5%. Okay, well, thank you for that. It's interesting to note that one more comment I will put on it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, inflation... It was set at 3.1%, right? But that is a figure that is manipulated, right? Now, the way that I learned about this was many, many, many years ago during Cyclone Yasi, right? This is back in, John Howard's day, like a long time ago. And what happened was the price of bananas went through the roof because of the cyclone, right? And what happened was it skewed the inflation rate. So they removed the bananas from it. Because the inflation rate was so high because of the rise in bananas that it was skewing the thing. So they manipulate that 3.1% anyhow. So as you go back and listeners out there that are cruising around, I'll bet you everything that you're encountering has gone up more than 3.1%. Mm-hmm. You know, they manipulate. So 3.5, it does sound good. But this cost of living, some of us feel that we're going backwards. But thank you so much for reporting on it. And enjoy the rest of the day. We will see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.